One thing I've noticed as I've gotten older, it doesn't take much to cause aches and pains. A day of working in the yard takes several days to recover. But one thing I've learned that can help you recover from that is a nice hot bath with some Epsom salt. Put that Epsom salt in there. But one thing I did learn is if you don't use enough Epsom salt, you don't even notice it's there. So saltiness is important. Having enough salt is the key. Well, that got me thinking about salt, and it brought me to Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, where Jesus says on the Sermon on the Mount, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how can it be salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled on by the people." So I got thinking, if I am the salt of the earth, what does it mean to lose my flavor? What does that mean? The salt's supposed to spread. The idea here is that you're going to spread it throughout the earth. How do I lose my flavor? Then I got thinking, it's kind of odd that he said that right before the Sermon on the Mount. So then he follows it up with things like this. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 21, "You've heard that it was said to an older generation, do not murder, and whoever murders will be subjected to judgment. But I say to you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subjected to judgment, and whoever insults his brother will be brought before the council, and whoever says fool will be sent to a fiery hell." I thought, could there be a connection here? Could that be how I lose my flavor? Is through sin? Because then he goes on and he says something like this. He says, "You've heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But I say to you, whoever looks on a woman with desire to desire her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." And he continues throughout the Sermon on the Mount to raise the bar of sin. "You've heard this, but I say this. You've heard do not murder, but I say if you're angry with your brother." Is that how I lose my flavor? Then the question he had asked was, if salt loses its flavor, how do you get it back? How can I be made salty again? Only through Jesus Christ. Jesus gave his life to atone for my sin. I can't get rid of my sin myself. The bad things I've done, the sin that I've committed, I can't get rid of myself. I lost my flavor, but my flavor came back when Christ died for me and I was obedient to him. Romans chapter 6, Paul tells us this. "What shall we say then? Are we to remain in sin that grace may increase? Absolutely not. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that as many as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may live a new life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, in baptism, we will certainly also be united with him in the likeness of his resurrection. We know that our old man was crucified with him so that the body of sin would no longer dominate us, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin." We wouldn't lose our saltiness. "For someone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that since Christ has been raised from the dead, he is never going to die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you too consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive in God, to God in Jesus Christ." Christ died for us so we could regain our saltiness, so we could be salty, so we could be the salt of the earth. Who's going to want to listen to your testimony if you're buried in sin? We have to be different. We have to be salty. We remember this now at this time, because without Christ, I have no flavor. He died to take away my sin. He asks us to remember what he did for us. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 11, starting in verse 23, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this every time you drink it in remembrance of me.'" So how do you regain your saltiness? How do you regain your flavor? Only through Christ. And we remember that now with this meal that we have, that only through Christ can we regain our flavor. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come to you now, Father, remembering Jesus in the way that he asked us to do. Remembering the blood that he shed on that cross and the body that was broken with the bread and the juice as he gave us. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have to be with you in heaven. The opportunity we have to regain that saltiness again, that flavor again. Help us to flavor the whole world with Christ. Help us to be bold and to take that with us and to be that example, to be that light of the world, not only the salt, but the light also. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity you've given us through your Son. It's only through him that we can be with you in heaven. We understand that. Thank you so very, very much, Father, for the opportunity. It's in Jesus' name I pray.